great to have Derek back. You know, once we got the initial reports, knew it would happen rather quickly, and it's great to have him back.
How'd it go last week with Wesley in there at Mike and Trevathan playing a lot of Will?
It went pretty well. You know, that's again, you know, a combination that we feel we have available to us. And Wesley's played a lot of spots, and Danny has had a real good camp, and is really trying to build on what he did last year, where he played in sub packages. So, you know, that's good for us. I mean, it's good that those guys have flexibility and the ability to move in and do more.
How about DRC getting his first long run? How do you think that would?
It was great. Great to have him back. You know, I think he's a really good addition to our football team, and glad to have him out here full speed, and, you know, back in the mix where he can help us on Sundays.
It's only been 10 days since Darren Wolf got hurt. How pleased are you, I guess, with his progress that he's actually able to start?
Yeah, good. I mean, we felt pretty good about the prognosis and the fact that he would be back, and it's great to have him back in there. You know, he's worked his way. I think also gave us a great opportunity to evaluate some other guys, got them some more time and reps, and so a little better evaluation. So it was all in all, we made it a positive. You know, you never like to see anybody down. It's certainly a big relief that he's back and ready to roll, and be back at full speed in no time.
Alec Lorenzi McCray, who's made the 75-man roster as a college free agent, what have you seen from him, and what does he need to do in this fourth preseason game to help himself?
All the guys, I think the biggest thing is just to keep playing, keep working, keep putting your best foot forward, keep growing as a player in the system, understanding what your role is, whether it's special teams, defense, offense, if you're an offensive guy, how you can help this football team. You know, and coach is going to end up coaching John Elway and this personnel staff. They're going to keep the best 53 they think could help us win games this year. And, you know, if he's still here, he's still in the mix.
Coach, I think I asked you this last year. Are you going to lobby for your guys more when you talk about finalizing that 53? You know, or they come down to an offensive guy versus a defensive guy?
Not really, no. You know, I've spent 9 years as a head guy, so I understand the need to build the team as strong as possible. And whatever's best for us is good for all of us. So, you know, I'll support whatever we decide to do. I'll just give my opinion on how I see it, and then they'll take it and do what they need to do.
Do you see some upswing here lately in Sly's game?
Yeah, I mean, he's a good young player with good people in front of him, and I think he's an active guy that has a little quickness inside. And yeah, I like the way he's working. He needs to keep going. What happened?
The Dustin Keller. There was a cut block against a defensive lineman away from play. There was the Dustin Keller hit. What do you tell your guys, especially your young guys, about where they're supposed to?
Yeah, I'm not. I can't really speak specifically to those plays. I haven't seen either one. You know, we instruct our guys on what the strike zone looks like, where you need to be legal. We don't want to be penalized. We don't want to, you know, want to play within the rules. So we try and stress that. And we'll go out there and compete and play hard. So, well, that's probably for somebody else to worry about at this point. I'm just gonna, you know, coach the best I can with the guys we have to keep them healthy and to make sure we play within the rules to give ourselves a chance to win. And those are kind of league issues that Coach Fox can address or somebody else. I'm not really in a position where I need to, nor do I wish to, so you guys can have at it.